Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tom Patton. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Day. The throw from Patton and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Suhr reaches second base with a double. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker strikes out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Allen moves to third. Hack moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Day is called out on strikes. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Soor hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brubaker strikes out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen bunts towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. O'Day settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on O'Day. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoyt moves to second. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hoyt moves to third. Two outs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery strikes out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Patton and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Suhr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brubaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brubaker moves to second. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hoyt, and towards Vaughn, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee bunts towards first. Suhr scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Wainer moves to second. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-3 in the game. Wainer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wainer moves to third. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Suhr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Suhr reaches second base with a double. Wainer scores. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brubaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Schult now playing left field. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.